We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we didn't do Project M this year because, yeah, the whole COVID-19 thing. But that's a great competition that we've had over the years where local musicians are all making up songs each week, and it's based on stupid stuff that we come up with. You know, different themes
that's
and things.
That's a fine self-critique.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But
accurate, yes.
One of the years that we did it, a gentleman named Jason Moon was our winner of Project M. So every week, singer-songwriters would have to come up with new music based on something that we told them to do. And near the end of the competition, Jason made it to the finals. And throughout the competition, he was great. Fantastic storyteller, happy music, fun little things, very clever writing. Then as we approached near the end, he suddenly shared with us that he served in Iraq and suffered from PTSD and, you know, had a real struggle in his life. I mean, almost his life coming to an end, a very serious situation, but he has completely turned that around and he's done it all for good. And he has something that's called Warrior Songs. And instead of me trying to babble on about it, why don't we have Jason talk about it for a moment? Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Jonathan. Hey, Kitty. How are you doing today?
You know,
we are living the dream, as they say.
Yes, living in this pandemic world. And Jason, you have done Warrior Songs, and now you've progressed to Warrior Songs Volume 3, but this has a real interesting twist to it, I guess. Walk us through a little bit.
It's so many tie-ins, Jonathan. So this one's about the Vietnam-era veterans. Every 2 years, we take a different population. Of course, last year we won, or the other year we won the whammy for women at war. But this one's Vietnam veterans. So I traveled to Vietnam to do research. I spent 15 days traveling the country with this group called Children's Library International. And I went to Da Nang, which was the heavily bombed and still the poorest area of Vietnam, and I didn't realize this, but our unexploded ordnances still go off there. I met a woman who lost her husband planting orange trees. I met children who were amputees from these things, and I got to perform at a songwriting competition at a school in Quang Trang, and I was a judge, and it was just wonderful. And my whole family made a plan. We were going to go back to Vietnam for 11 months and do all kinds of work, and then, of course, COVID happened.
Right.
And so we couldn't do it. And after the prerequisite couple months of depression, I got an amazing idea. It's partly inspired by Project M. Like, what if we continue this song? It's called Let It Grow. I wrote this song while I was in Vietnam. I witnessed, this is amazing. I'm sitting down at this cafe and I witnessed these American soldiers and Vietnamese soldiers having a meal. And they're laughing and drinking beer. And I'm not really getting the specialness of it till I learned that they actually fought against each other 30 years ago.
Wow.
And some of them had killed each other's friends, and here they are hugging. So I write this song, Let It Go, or Let Us Grow, about reconciliation. And so now we're sponsoring a songwriting competition, or a singing competition in this little town in Vietnam. And those children will sing the vocals on this song.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That's amazing.
You're right. That is an amazing idea.
So let me, it's really cool. So I'm coming into Madison to record with Jake Johnson at Paradigm Studios the 28th. Then the tracks are being delivered, not flown, of course, they'll just be digital, to Sun Mok, who's the conductor of the renowned Saigon Orchestra, and they're going to add all kinds of like Vietnamese traditional instruments. Then the songwriting competition in Cuon Trang, these words are hard to say for me, where six school children will be selected, and they'll sing it. Then it comes back to Madison. We add a bunch of American traditional instruments like harmonica and banjo, and then Beth Keeley's Madison Girl Rock Camp. Those girls are going to help me fill out the choir.
Wow. It's
truly an international song, COVID to be damned.
So, and this is going to be part of Volume 3, Warrior Songs Volume 3, right?
Yeah, this becomes one song on a 15-volume compilation, all of first-person narratives of stories of song of Vietnam-era veterans, how they struggled to adjust and how they overcame those difficulties when they returned home. And this one is about reconciliation, because a lot of veterans feel pain about what they destroyed, and after the war, go back and rebuild as a way of healing.
Sure. We're talking to Jason Moon today, and you are actually having a small get-together, I guess, at Boss Meadery on Sunday. And what's funny is when he was sending me the emails about this, I was like, I don't think you could really have a gathering of that many people. And then he said, don't forget I'm a folk singer, so there'll be plenty of seats. Like nobody's going to show up. But it's at Boss Meadery on Sunday, right?
It's at Boss Meadery on Sunday, the 27th, from 2 to 4. I believe it's outside on the patio, so our maximum is 25 people, socially distanced, but please come down. I'm going to play the song, talk a lot more about the project, and tell some of those fun stories you talked about. And then afterwards, on our Warrior Songs Facebook page at 7 p.m., you can tune in and see a world premiere of a documentary we're in called Let It Ring.
Wow. Okay. So if people can't make it or they're feeling nervous about COVID, is the best thing to go to the Facebook page for donations, or what are you thinking?
Warriorsongs.org is the best way, that's the best way to do it. We have a donate button right on the top, and any funds donated today will go to help these become scholarships for those school children that are competing.
Wow. Jason, you are a good man. I don't know why you associate with us.
I try.
To keep it light, I guess, once in a while?
Yeah, or keep it stupid, I guess.
I bring the humor, but thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And
yeah, man. And warriorsongs.org. That's really the place to go. And if you can't make it to Boss Meadery, warriorsongs.org is what you really need to do. Jason Moon, my friend, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Jonathan and Kitty.
All right. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. 840.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.